favorite seasons, but I'm always like more excited for winter because that means Christmas and Hanukkah, which means gifts and cookies and food and delicious desserts and gifts and family time. And that means family coming up and getting to see friends. And yeah. And then also just winter weather. I'm the kind of person that gets hot so easily. Like my favorite weather is like 30 degrees snowing.
I prefer it being too cold rather than too hot if I had to choose.
Oh, totally agreed.
I'm excited for the winter walk, but that's a little ways off.
I'm that weird kid that's always wearing like a t-shirt in 55 degrees. Literally, I once wore a t-shirt in like 48 degrees.
Wow.
But I'm so excited for winter.
Yay. I like winter too.
Oh, and also Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. Get to see my mom and my aunt, my uncle, and my cousins.
That means Southern Thanksgiving dinner with food made by my grandmother and my mom. And cranberry sauce.
Yum, yum.
I love cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Can't eat cranberry sauce. The texture freaks me out.
Do you do the, what kind of, do you do the canned or the homemade?
That was an accident.
My parents do the cans, which I feel like I'd like it better if it was homemade. Oh. Like, just the image of it just falling out of the can is really gross to me. I like stuffing, though.
I used to like cranberry sauce so much that I would have both the canned and the homemade, but now I only really like the homemade. Maybe if I make enough, or if we have extras, I'll save you some so you can try it. The stuff we make is really good, but I think what else I'm really excited for. One thing is just, it's because it's the end of the year, like all of these like best of book lists are coming out, and it means my to read list gets really, really crazier than usual because I find all the books that I've missed or that have been on my list, but like I'm reminded of that they're supposed to be really good and I should read them. I need more time to read books. I don't know how to make that time though. Oh, well. I find it when I can. It's somehow almost easier in the summer because I need to garden, and that's when I get a lot of reading done because I listen to audiobooks while I garden.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's a little harder to do that in the winter. I don't know. But anyways, happy almost winter. It feels like it's winter already now that we had those 70 degree fall days for a while, but all of a sudden it's cold, cold, cold.
Mm-hmm. Guess what?
What?
So, when I was on my way to school today, it was 20 degrees.
Gross.
It is probably a little colder in my town. It gets really cold because of the mountains. So, yeah. It was so cold and I was so happy. And I got to wear my ski jacket to school.
Wow.
I'm like so happy.
I'm glad.
I think.
But on a sad note, we have to wrap up for today. But we'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Yay.
Happy reading.
We hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. That quality reading time that I need so badly.
Until then.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up and didn't know where he was.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Mary Jo Downing of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Time, but that's okay. I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay. I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh, but it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart, I'm alive, she's the tear in my heart, I'm on fire, she's the tear in my heart, take me high. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver. She's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio at the moment, and we'll be right back after the news and weather. See you guys very soon.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 18th. Local early morning temperatures range from 24 degrees in Woodstock to 32 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 43. As a sub-freezing morning gives way to a cold day, it will be partly cloudy with the same situation as yesterday. Extra warm Great Lakes are going to feed tendrils of snow that will randomly lash at our region, especially near dark. We get a high temperature of 42 degrees at 12 p.m. Overnight, temperatures have a steady drop to 20 by morning. Then, Saturday should be dry with a high of only 40 degrees. Overnight won't be quite as cold, hitting 25. Then, some light snow is expected all day on Sunday, along with a high temperature of 35 degrees and some gusty winds. Watch for blowing snow. Monday looks dry with a high of 41. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:45 a.m., high tide at 10:31 a.m., low tide again at 4:56 p.m., and high tide once again at 10:24 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 48 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 4:19 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:46 a.m. Looking way up, we see the potential peak of the Leonids could happen very early Saturday morning and Sunday. G1 class magnetic disturbances are expected as we catch plasma being released now from a southern coronal hole. Solar wind speed is currently 318 kilometers per second at 7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 5 megahertz till dark, then fair all the way down below 60 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 0.6. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 64. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that on November 14th, Columbia Green Community College announced it is collaborating with Family of Woodstock and Columbia Green Workforce New York on educational and financial support for anyone interested in opening in-home childcare programs. Chris Nardone, director at Columbia Green Workforce New York, said, and I quote, "There are only 50 daycares in Columbia and Greene counties. Combined, they are serving more than 110,000 people. That is just one daycare provider per 2,200 people," end quote. According to a recent report, in Greene County, child care providers could accommodate 926 kids in 2020. By 2022, that number had decreased by 32% to 634. In Columbia County, capacity plunged 34% from 1,535 to 1,018 during the same period of time. Nardone said, and I quote, "Child care options in rural parts of the counties are the most limited, and more child care options will help those rural families get back into the workforce," end quote. The Family Child Care Training Program is focused on reducing workforce difficulties created by the lack of local child care options, especially those in Columbia and Greene counties, rural communities where child care services are the most limited. The program aims to bolster and grow a rural child care network. The Family Care Training Program will provide training, equipment, and physical plant modifications to help to people opening an in-home child care program. Starting with an information session, the program includes mandatory health and safety training, as well as Office of Children and Family Services orientation, CPR first aid for adults and children, and education about business practices. Training and other support will be available at no cost to eligible participants through grants from Columbia Green Workforce New York. The project is expected to launch in January 2023. And you can read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Kingston High School principal Vincent DiCicco resigned effective December 23rd over a homophobic slur he posted on Facebook. A school official announced that DiCicco will remain employed by the district in a position at the central administration offices on Wynkoop Place in Kingston. DiCicco was placed on paid administration leave after he posted a comment on Facebook referring to the NFL's Green Bay Packers using a homophobic reference to gay men. In a subsequent apology, DiCicco said the term was commonly used by his fellow Chicago Bear fans to describe their rival, Green Bay, and was not intended to be offensive. The Kingston Board of Education unanimously accepted DiCicco's resignation as principal at the November 16th board meeting. The board chose to keep DiCicco on paid administration leave until his new assignment with the district's teaching and learning department. The district said in a press release that he will serve there in a contracted position related to testing, assessments, and data. DiCicco will take a substantial pay cut from $160,000 to $115,000 per year. District Superintendent Paul J. Patolino said the district will conduct a search for a new full-time principal at the high school. Patolino said, and I quote, "Having worked with Mr. DiCicco for 10 years, I anticipate his skills and experience with student assessments and data to be very helpful for the remainder of the school year. It is an important area for us as we continue to recover from the pandemic, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Philip Pantuso reports for the Times Union that Hudson Bay's Stair Galleries, November 16th, auctioned objects, books, furnishings, and ephemera from writer Joan Didion's Upper East Side apartment. The tone was set early when 3 minutes into the sale, a collection of Didion's favorite books went for $26,000. A pair of Celine Beau tortoiseshell sunglasses, which Didion wore in a 2015 ad campaign for the French fashion company, sold for $27,000. All told, the auction raised $1.9 million, most of which will benefit patient care and research into Parkinson's disease, which claimed Didion's life last December at the age of 87. Additional proceeds will fund a Sacramento City College scholarship for women in literature. The auction began at 11 a.m. and continued until nearly 7:30 p.m. The single most expensive item was a 1977 portrait of Didion by the California painter Leslie Johnson, which sold for $110,000. The auction included 224 lots of Didion's estate, including furniture, fine arts, books, and objects that were in the Upper East Side apartment Didion shared with her husband, the writer John Gregory Dunne, who died in 2003. Stair Gallery submitted its winning proposal to hold the auction after being asked by Art Advisory Group, which consults with estates on placing collections. Lisa Thomas, director of the auction house's fine arts department, said, and I quote, "We are thrilled to have won the business. This is the kind of sale that's right in our wheelhouse," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Designed me to do. Fall into your blue. Sunrise in your bed, purple, yellow, red, only when it's you and me. Take me to the edge, drag me through your lens, show me what I need to see. Designed me to do. Come on.
Oh, DJ Sean Money, hi.
How are you today?
I'm excellent, but I'm also a goat, and I'm everything and nothing at the same time.
You're everything and nothing?
Yes.
That means you're Batman.
Yes.
Return of Batman on the show.
R.I.P. the voice actor of Batman, actually.
And you know who else we have today? We have somebody else on the other end.
Beeps. DJ?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to be on with y'all.
Oh my God.
On this Friday. It's been a long week, but it's a good way to wind down.
When's the last time you've been on the show?
Oh my God.
I don't even remember. It's been a few, it's been months now.
It's been a while. I'm not gonna lie.
Y'all are such rock stars.
We've been banging this out. I'm not gonna lie. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Sit, Lex.
whatever, like, I hear this beat, I just hear, sit back, relax.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what we do. We went to Clubhouse. That's like the only thing I think about whenever I hear this.
Let's talk about what we do at the Clubhouse.
Okay, so as of right now, there are people dancing like outside, like doing exercises, dancing, doing setups. I'm pretty sure, talking about losing and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're on their game.
Yeah, I mean, you said what?
Trax is coming up soon, so they're on their game.
Oh yeah, that's probably. I forgot about Trax. Let's see.
That and also the college visits. What did you think of those?
I didn't like the last one.
You didn't? Okay. Yeah,
I was very frustrated. I was very frustrated.
I don't blame you.
I was only frustrated because I felt like we didn't ask for directions. I don't remember talking to people either.
I think that's when you were asleep.
When we were in the car?
Yeah, you took a nap.
I know that, but I mean, when we got out, I don't remember talking to anybody. I don't remember no one talking to anybody. And then we got on the road at like 3:39, and I was mad because I was like, this trip was supposed to be like 3 to 6, and I'm like, we got here and then left.
So, you know, let's balance it out. Let's put some yang to the yang. Let's talk about the one we like both
love. Oh, Sienna.
Yeah.
I've been to Sienna in the past. It was fire. They got a W like radio program that I want to join. It's called Communications. I want to major in that. That's fire.
Yeah, that guy was the homie for real.
I actually have photos from last year.
A random guy came in and then he just started calling him Steve.
Hey Steve, we're like, we're gonna call you Bob.
Yeah, something like that. So what did we call him? We called him Fred.
Oh yeah, Fred. Like on some Scooby Doo stuff. Oh my God! Speaking of dogs. There was a dog at Sienna. Like, their mascot was a dog. And the dog had a birthday party that day.
Yeah.
Here's what we do.
I mean, it's hard to beat a college that gives dogs birthday parties at that point, you know?
The best thing that probably would have happened is that they would have said I could have able to get food.
Yeah. That is unfortunate. How are you going to have a college tour and not give us food?
I have no idea, honestly.
That is kind of like... I mean, I think they had to put their budget in the dog's birthday party.
You want to know something else? Also, I realized something.
What's that?
That's probably why you couldn't hear yourself.
What?
Had the wrong mic on.
No?
No?
No, no way.
I...
Wait.
I can hear you now.
You can?
Yeah.
Hi.
Talking perfectly. You had the wrong mic on.
Nuh-uh. Oh my God.
Ah, yes, you did. Oh my God. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Oh my God.
Okay. Technical difficulties.
At least the mystery is solved now. Good work. Good work, team.
Yo. Is that what happens when you don't sound engineer for a while?
That's what happens
that's,
when you don't sound engineer.
Is that what happens when you get rusty?
That might be what happens when you get a little bit rusty. You know what I have to say to that? You want to know a good way to shake off the rust?
What?
A good way to shake off the rust is with a lot of money. And you want to know why?
Because I'm DJ Sean Money?
Yeah. And I want to be a billionaire.
Is this a tribute to me?
So bad. Yeah, you want to be a billionaire, right? Sean Money?
Yeah.
This is a tribute to DJ Sean Money, our host today.
Yeah, yeah.
Millionaire, so freaking bad.
Hey.
By all of the things I never had.
Da, 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 da.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine.
That.
Smiling what? Next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close.
yeah. A different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had. Give away a few Mercedes like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travi Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare
for what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
With the president, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520s and bins completely separate. Yeah, I'd be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'd probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
I'll buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
A different city every night.
Yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare
for what?
For when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
A billionaire, so freaking bad.
Hello, everybody.
Rough.
Oh, hi there, DJ Shahi.
Hi.
You wanna carry it away?
Okay.
Mr. Shahi.
Okay, actually, it's DJ Shahmoney. Get it right.
Okay, DJ Shahmoney.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, live broadcasting Acro. You're listening to Clubhouse Radio 90.7
FM.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And, you know, today on the other end, guess who else we have today?
DJ.
DJ.
What's up? It's DJ Phoebes.
So, how's life? I think I already asked you this, but how's
can you
life?
Phoebes.
Oh my god, actually.
Team. How are we doing today?
Actually,
happy Friday.
You want to know something I remember? Okay, Lula, we were talking about this off radio. So, if a monkey sees.
Yeah.
If monkey do. Wait, what, how'd it go? How
if
does it go?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Okay, yeah. If a monkey sees another monkey does do something, does that mean it's monkey do, monkey see?
Yeah.
Monkey see, monkey do. Yeah. Monkey
I would
see,
say
monkey do.
They're pretty.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. So what if a monkey?
They're not antithetical.
So what if a monkey, right, sees another monkey, poop do, and then has it in his hand? Does that mean it's monkey see monkey do, do?
It's monkey see monkey do. Because you do.
So what if a monkey eats a banana? Will that mean that the other monkey will eat a bug?
Because that's not what he did.
But the monkey never said Simon.
Actually, that's his name.
But he never says Simon
he
says.
Simon.
Valid.
He's literally named Simon. Get out of here.
But Simon didn't tell the other monkey that ate the bug to do what Simon said.
Well, the other monkey is a little... I think we might need to, like, tell him not to eat bugs. I think we might need to have a talk with him.
So, right? If...
Did you eat a bug? No.
So, since our logo, right, and our two hands, and they're kind of like spread apart, and there's a light bulb in the middle. If you took away the light bulb, would that mean that they would just be high-fiving?
Yeah, they're dapping each other up, because that's what community is about.
So, what if it was flipped upside down? One hand was flipped upside down. Then that would mean that is an actual dap.
Yeah.
Because if you look up at a sign,
yeah, they're just
it's a high five.
Yeah, you're right.
But if you flip the other hand, it's a dap.
I guess we need to update the logo.
So if you flip the other hand on top and you put the other hand on the bottom, it's a dap. Mm-hmm.
The dap house. The clubhouse. The dap house.
That sounded so bad.
Yeah.
That sounded so bad.
What, huh?
The dap house.
Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about that one later.
Dabs, we do hear our dancing moves, guys. I promise.
What is this, 2016?
No, but we do got some good dancers. They won't do that, but they'll just, like, completely impress you.
Are they going to hit, like, the knee-day? Dab!
They're going to hit the cha-cha slide.
Oh, my God. I was
left foot one stomp. Come on.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right.
Make me slide.
I don't know. Let's see. What song do you have next? Play that.
What song? Okay. Yeah. How about we slide on to the next song? We're going to listen to Everybody Talks by Neon Trees. I haven't heard this song on the radio for a good bit, but everybody listening, you are listening to 90.7 FM. This is Clubhouse Radio, and we'll see you right back after the song. And then after, we're going to hit you with a news update. See you guys very soon.
Everybody talks. WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Lisa Harris is reporting for the Times Union that New York Renews, a coalition of more than 300 climate, justice, and labor groups, is calling for $10 billion in state spending to help meet the goals laid out in New York State's climate law. The group held rallies November 16th in Albany, New York City, Kingston, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Ithaca, and Long Island. The group is pushing for the climate, jobs, and justice legislation bills that would establish a new fund for New York's climate plan, align public service law with a transition away from fossil fuels, eliminate fossil fuel subsidies, lay groundwork for decommissioning fossil fuel power plants, empower the New York Power Authority to build renewable energy projects, and create new oversight and accountability for all of these projects and proposals. The New York Renews Coalition helped pass the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act in 2019 to decarbonize New York State's $2 trillion economy and slash greenhouse gas emissions 85% below their 1990 levels by 2050. Environmental activists see several benefits from the plan, including energy independence from foreign fossil fuel and longer lives and less illness from fossil fuel-driven particulate pollution, which currently sickens and kills thousands of New Yorkers concentrated in low-income black and brown neighborhoods. Read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that Saugerties Town board members are split over another go with Community Choice aggregate electricity purchasing after the failure of Columbia Utilities to maintain a contract with 10 municipalities when costs became too high. The board voted November 16, 3-2, to cover a share of the legal fee in a lawsuit in a case against Columbia Utilities. Saugerties Supervisor Fred Costello said the savings to consumers may make it worth it to go into business with the company again. Supervisor Fred Costello said, and I quote, during the period that the CCA, Community Choice Aggregate Program, was in place, the estimated captured savings of the people who were a part of it was over $8 million. I find that to be a substantial number. So even though the company that was our vendor did not fulfill the balance of their contract, I think it's worthwhile for us to partner with the same group and go back into the energy market to secure a new contract for a period in the near future, end quote. The towns of Marbletown, Saugerties, New Platts, Red Hook, Clinton, and Phillipstown, the villages of New Platts and Cold Spring, and the cities of Beacon and Poughkeepsie, representing 23,000 customers, are all suing Columbia Utilities. The company had contracts with the municipalities through June 30th, 2024, but abandoned contracts in July after the state oversight agency, New York Independent System Operator, found the provider had failed to meet creditworthiness requirements in assuring its fiscal viability. Saugerties board member Zach Horton is not sure about working with the company again. Horton said, and I quote, a lot of residents of this town experience more difficulty with the program, and my confidence is not quite there. Contracts were approved before my appointment to the board, but I felt like the town was taken for a financial ride. My personal level of confidence is not there, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. On November 17th, the Greene County Public Health Department announced four more COVID-19 deaths. On November 14th, Greene County officials announced another COVID-19 death. And a week ago, on November 7th, Greene County reported two more COVID-19 deaths. This is seven deaths in 10 days from COVID-19 in Greene County. So of 144 total deaths from COVID-19 in Greene County since the pandemic began, almost 5% have come this month. Currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that community level of COVID-19 in Greene County is low. Porcupine Soup reports that Donald Gibson, president and CEO of Greene County Bancorp Incorporated, announced recently that Jay Callahan was appointed chairman of the board and Tejraj Hatta was picked as board director. Callahan succeeds Paul Slutsky after he announced his retirement last year. Slutsky had served on the board of directors since 1992 and was named chairman of the Greene County Bank in 2020. Callahan is retiring as the president and CEO of Columbia Memorial Health, the local hospital. Hada owns a Five Guys Burgers and Fries franchise. Read the full story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. Let's get this in the background.
Million dollar bills.
Nice chill vibe.
All right.
So.
Just make sure it's good.
Yeah, just make it.
Okay. So.
The Pokemon game?
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet?
Has it came out yet?
Has it come out? I don't think so, no.
And is it for... What is it for? Because if it's just for the Switch, I'm going to be upset.
I think so. It's probably going to be a Switch. You know how they're running it, though?
How?
They're making it like an open world.
Yeah. They don't did that with past games, though.
But no, this one, like, straight up looks like Minecraft. Like, type game where you can just go...
Oh, like that.
Yeah, like how Zelda Breath of the Wild was, like, more of a sandbox to the rest of the Zelda games.
I didn't like Zelda Breath of the Wild. No? I thought it was too hard.
I got you. So, I have to ask you, if you had to get it, would you get Scarlet or Violet? I'm going with Violet.
Is that the purple one?
Yeah.
Which one would I get? What? Let me see. Oh, I'm getting Violet.
Oh, you're getting Violet too?
I'm getting Violet. That don't look tough.
I don't know. Scarlet kind of looks goofy.
Right? It don't look natural.
Do they have the starters yet? Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay.
So
I'm getting the green Pokemon.
Oh, you get a little dinosaur.
I don't care about none of them. I just want that green Pokemon.
Usually I like to go with the grass starter too.
The what starter?
Grass starter. I like the little duck.
It's weird.
I'm going to go with the water
starter. It's weird. Usually I like a fire starter. It's like...
It looks like a green Litten.
Ooh.
Grass like Litten.
Nah, it looks like an Eevee. Like
new Eeveelution?
Yeah.
Yo, that'd be cool. When's the last time we got a new Eevee?
I don't know.
Right?
Oh, wait. Go down. Mm-hmm. Go down. That's a better photo. Well, that's what they're going to look like in game?
I actually really messed with the starters. They did a good job.
I prefer what they look like in game. We already have fan art.
But besides that, there's some other.
What are the mythic Pokemon? What are the mythic Pokemon looking like for Scarlet and Mythic? I said Scarlet and Mythic. Scarlet and Violet.
In other news, that's not the only fiction stuff happening. What else? What's happening with Dragon Ball?
No.
New manga's coming out. For
what?
Us. Yeah, new manga.
That means we gonna get season 2 of Super.
Oh yeah, Super is coming out too. Or season 2 is coming out for that. And guess what? You know where the manga's gonna start?
What?
It's gonna be the
after tomorrow.
Or I mean, like timeline wise, where it's leaving.
Ooh,
off.
Where is
it's
it?
It's gonna be the prequel to the superhero movie. And it's gonna focus on.
I no, still have
guess what character is it's gonna focus on?
Go on.
Nope.
Piccolo.
We're gonna focus on the
Goten?
Younger generation.
Goten and Trunks. So I didn't watch the Super movie.
No.
But I wanted to, and I never got a chance to. Maybe right when it rains. I'm sorry. So.
We have been getting more of the rainy.
Right,
weather,
right. I was so
New York was just so warm.
Word.
Like chilling.
Went to warm the cold,
vibes.
The snow and the rain.
Yeah. Shows that the weather is just like life. It's unpredictable.
Word. Something I wanna watch. I wanna watch the Black Panther movie.
Oh yeah, the sequel.
I know it just came out and R.I.P. to Chadwick Boseman, who died.
Rest in peace.
I don't want to really see what it's like. I heard a couple of good reviews, but I don't want to go over nobody like reviews really. Like I want to do my own opinion.
You want to give your own review.
Yeah.
When you're done seeing it, definitely give a review on the show. You know.
Nah, word.
Come on.
That'll be fire if I could take like you or like Clubus could take us. One or the other, that'll be fire. Matter of fact, when I went to go get food, right? Cause I told you I was going to get food before the show started.
Yeah.
I was cold. I was cold, right? Mm-hmm. I was cold, and I was singing a song to myself.
Yeah, what song?
I haven't done it in a while. Like I made up a song in my head, and I do that kind of a lot when I walk, when I'm by myself.
Yeah, just
Like you ever like sing like make a song like or do like a song a cappella?
Yeah, I got you. Just a cappella.
Like
and hum into yourself.
Like,
yeah.
But like the way I am, like. I'll do it, and then I'll be like, dang, I wish I had a beat to match it.
Now that's where inspiration comes from. That's where you get song ideas. You just
like,
walk
like,
in, something will pop in your head.
Like I could be walking, and I'll be cold, and I'll be like, for example, I'll be like, I feel cold today. It could be like one word. I'd be like, I feel cold today.
You know what? I'm a little
something like that.
To hear Phoebe's opinion on the cold weather, you know, how that's changing. Because I know he, like, runs a farm. He has a bunch of animals. How's
oh, yeah. Phoebe, what is your opinion on winter?
Well, I like winter. I like all the seasons. Because here's my perspective. Each season has a role and a place in our lives. Like, I try to embrace winter as, like, it's hibernation time, right? So, what do I want to, you know, get cozy with? Any books I want to catch up on? I get through my, like, mending, my sewing and mending pile in the winter. All the things that I ripped up in the summer. I like snow. It snowed here. I don't know if y'all got some good snow. Like, it's just, you know,
no, we did.
Diving in it, but it's so beautiful.
Like, is this going to be your little chicken's first winter?
Oh my god, that's true. I forgot he had a chicken.
Yeah, my chickens have been a pain in the butt, y'all.
How did they react to this?
16 chickens, which after we get off the show, I have to go out and climb an apple tree. I have to go out, climb an apple tree.
Climb an apple tree.
Out of the tree that they prefer to sleep in.
That's a wild life. Going on radio and then going to climb an apple tree for your chickens.
And everything an apple tree.
No, that sounds like the life.
It's a sight. Me, like, climbing an apple tree and climbing down with a giant chicken in my arms.
I would be laughing if you fell.
So we've been doing that the last few nights.
How did the chickens react to the snow?
Yeah, it'd be sad. Well, they don't enjoy it, but when chickens get tired, they stay tired, and they're kind of like, they can't really fight. They can't really do anything. They're just like, no, okay.
You got it.
Honestly relatable.
They
word.
Let me carry them to their bed, and I'm just like, can y'all stay in here? Much warmer. So yeah, that's been the chicken situation this winter. This is their first winter, their first snow. They don't know what's going on.
You know,
they're wolves.
The hard way.
You know, speaking of winter, I think I have a good song to play for this. So we're gonna be right back after I play "Dear Winter" by AJR. You know, get in.
What's that?
Change of season. Nice little song.
Winter, so, winter, here it comes, everybody, everyone. Winter, winter, here it comes.
So.
Right?
We will be right back after Dear Winter. And then we're going to be talking about life.
Winter.
And we're probably going to be closing after
Dear
that.
Dear Winter.
Dear Winter.
Dear Winter. Look, look, you see, that's why I was talking, you feel me? Dear Winter. Goodbye.
Why was your name DJ Winter in the beginning? You didn't tell us that.
Oh, yeah,
oh my
yeah.
God.
Do you like winter?
I like the name of winter.
Winter is fire.
I mean, the season winter itself, it's really, I think it looks nice. I don't like the cold.
I like the cold. I was born in the cold.
Same, actually. I was born January.
I was born March.
March, that's when it started warming up.
Hey,
but
y'all wouldn't believe it.
But that kind of like, I feel like,
oh yeah. Sorry.
During March, I feel like it starts to get.
Day of September.
Oh my god.
Yes, I thought so. It
really does. That song makes me really happy every time I hear it. So thanks for playing it. 21st day of September, y'all. That's a good one.
So we got.
I feel like when it turned March, you're like, oh my god, it's gonna be cold. Because mind you, March isn't that far from fall.
Yeah, March is a tough month.
Like, think about it. March is always a tough month because you never know what you're going to expect. Like, you're on, like, the third month of the beginning of the year. You're not sure if it's going to rain or snow. Majority of the time, it's, like, rain, snow, and hail.
March is my least favorite month.
And it's crazy because I'm born in March.
I don't know. I think
a lot of people hate March.
I don't.
But I feel like that's because of COVID.
You know what? Time really sucks before you get snow, but before it's but after, like, all the leaves have, like, fall, you know.
Yeah, I feel like the worst thing ever is when like it's, I really like this song, it's very calming.
Yeah, right?
I feel like the worst thing is when the leaves fall and it rains.
Yeah,
because it gets, like, real, like, not muddy but, like, slippery, and then, like, the leaves stick to the car, like,
Exactly.
Tires and
I don't know
slip.
If it's just me, but like during the fall, you gotta step on the crunchy leaves.
Not word.
And the rain just loses all that.
Word. Like, I feel like when it's like fall, it's like mad common because you got rain, you got leaves. Like, oh no, like it's just it's a vibe.
Every season definitely does have some downsides.
But what is March? Like, what's March is like season?
Either the winter or spring,
March 21st
right?
is the equinox.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that?
The equinoxes are like the turning points between the seasons. So that it, I think March 21st is when winter ends and spring begins, technically.
It's crazy. My grandfather's birthday is March 19th. Rest in peace to him. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
Yawn. Going to actually on yawn.
Getting a little bit sleepy.
A little bit. All right, so thank you for